WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
All of us have grown up understanding the concept of retirement. The notion is very simple. We work, we save, and then we stop working and enjoy a whole lot of free time, during which we take care of grandchildren, golf, knit, travel, or all of the above. But as indicated by Kiplinger, hundreds of years ago, most people didn't grow old, so there was no need to retire. People often worked to survive until they were simply unable to work any longer. As the centuries passed, life expectancies began to increase. Even then, retirement was not especially commonplace. That's because, as late as the mid-18th century, people rarely died of old age. It was far more likely that one would die due to infections easily cured today. If someone was fortunate enough to age, they might simply opt for a less labor-intensive occupation. But retirement, that was rare. Kiplinger makes the case that it was the discovery of penicillin in 1928 that ultimately led to the contemporary concept of retirement. For a period during the 20th century, longer life expectancies became a problem because people ended up working longer, resulting in a glut of workers that eventually led to elevated levels of unemployment and stagnation. During the height of the Great Depression, it became apparent that one way to enhance efficiency and reduce unemployment was to encourage older workers to retire. Many older workers were not willing to quit. It just wasn't something that was done. In response, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt proposed the Social Security Act of 1935. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.